Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox calling. I'm saying hello. Finally, gosh, it's been so long since I've been live. But if you were listening on June 1st, 2014, you are listening to Donna Fox Live with Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio, the internet radio station that is the highest rated in the country, in the world. We are on bbsradio.com, and it is live. It's been so long since I've been live because I have been traveling and I have been busy with clients as well as busy with working, teaching classes. So the interesting thing about it is that I am happy to be here with you. I'm excited about what I want to bring forward to you tonight. And the other part is I really want to do a wonderful shout out and hello to my wonderful classes that I had and lecture attendees that I had when I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and all the other workshops that have come down here in Akron. Also want to let you know that we're having another a level one here in Akron on June 7th and 8th. For anybody who is interested in coming to Akron or is in the Ohio area, you can learn how to work with and learn how to access your own personal Akashic records. So, what are the Akashic records? Well, you know, the Akashic records are like a divine Google. So, if you were to think about putting information or extracting information from Google or from a search engine, you would put in the query line, okay, a very detailed description or keywords that would get you what you want to know. Well, the same thing is with the Akashic Records. They've also been known as a library. But again, the more specific the information, the better the query or the question, the better the information. So the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And it's not just your soul, but it is everything that has ever lived and that is living now. So whether it's a plant, an animal, a tree, a fish, a human being, a dog, a cat, doesn't make any difference. Every living thing that vibrates and has a frequency has an Akashic record. And you are able to learn how to access your own Akashic records. Should you desire after that, you can move forward and learn how to access the other people's Akashic records, the land and animals. Now, many times the Akashic Records have been thought about by, especially from Edgar Cayce, if you know who he is, as a way to access past lives. Well, there's so much more than past lives. And for some people, past lives are important. For others, not so much. Every lifetime stands on its own. And it's very important that what you have learned over all of your lifetimes is cumulative and is reposited into your spiritual DNA. Now, there's our physical DNA that can trace back our human origin. But our spiritual DNA can trace back our spirit, our soul, its inception. And so just as our physical DNA can give us more information of where our ancestors originated from, your spiritual DNA carries all the information of your soul tribe and where you first experienced life. And in many cases, where we first experienced life, we weren't in physicality. We weren't a human being or an off-planet being that was made up of matter and form. Where we first experienced life was as a spark of light, as a part of the knowing and vibration and frequency of the universe. And as we expanded our own awareness, our need or our curiosity of what lies beyond or what else is possible came to be. And that evolution from spirit to consciousness, from consciousness to curiosity, has brought us to who we are today. Each and every human being, each and every being that has ever lived, has a consciousness. And that consciousness is what remains after the physicality is no more. And that consciousness, with all its information, with all its awareness, is then reposited into the Akashic Records. Now, based on where the evolution of the spirit is how we choose to experience other levels of awareness. So what that means is, when we're walking about on planet Earth and we encounter another human being that we assume is less spiritually evolved than we are, we really need to pull that back. Because we do not know what that person's journey is. We do not know what their consciousness is. We don't know what their purpose is or will serve in our lives, or what observation we can derive, or what lesson they have chosen to help us remember. So it's very important for all of you, including myself, never to take our consciousness for granted or our evolution for granted. We are no better than anyone else, and we have no idea of the ability or the understanding or the wisdom of those we meet along the way. And so it's for that reason we want to be as non-judgmental as possible, not only for others, but for ourselves. Because the reality is, as human beings, there is so much that is cloaked and hidden as to our true potential, as to who we truly are, that we need to really know and understand what being compassionate is, what being non-judgmental for ourselves and others is. We need to really embrace that experience. The reality also is there are no shoulds. that is a human made-up concept of should. So there's a saying that says you have to stop shoulding on yourself. So we highly agree with that. So the records are open of tonight's show. You can certainly email me if you have a question. You can ask any question you like, and we don't do futures. Futures are very interesting. You know, there's many probabilities and possibilities in futures. So the Akashic Records, the way I work with them, doesn't necessarily delve into the psychic area. I don't consider myself a psychic. The energy source of my work is my heart connected to my mind that goes to source. And so tonight, if you would like to call in and talk with us live and ask a question, that'd be great. You can dial in 888-429-5471. If you have a friend that doesn't have a computer and all they want to do is listen, that's fine too. You can dial 716-748-0144. Or you can email me questions. You certainly can do that too. You can email me at info, INF as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. So again, if you'd like to speak live on the air, you can dial 888-429-5471, and you will reach my producer, Doug, and he will get you through to me, Donna Fox. And just for your own information and just to kind of give you an idea of who is talking on this radio show, I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 19 years. It is my life's work. I am also a teacher, a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant, and I help people understand why their life is the way it is. I help businesses become profitable, heal employee issues, and help owners create business plans that will not only serve the planet, but will serve their employees and themselves, and typically in that order. So that's what I do. You can email me again at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I would love to talk to you. Now, today, I will tell you that there is an interesting thing going on. I actually was reading this book, and many times the inspiration for the program comes from just one line in a book or a poem or a series. But the message today was a very poignant one. I found it to be very important, and it's such a deep question that I am going to choose to work on it rather on a regular basis, because it's not just something that can be answered easily. And what we have to decide, okay, is and understand or ask the question, if you will, what do you not want to suffer? Now, that's a very interesting question. What do you not want to suffer? And what has come forward is that every day we do so much suffering that we don't understand what it is like to have a life free from stress or inner pain or fear. And so the way to work with this question is to understand, let's say, one or two really important issues that we no longer want to have. That why are we suffering with this? Why are we creating this in our life? And I really mean creating. we bear the burden of suffering every day because we experience insecurity and, you know, self-consciousness and fear and anxiety. And there is each one of us has this in differing degrees. And because we suffer it on a constant 24/7 basis, we don't even realize the self-talk that goes with it. So again, the question is, what is it that I do not want to suffer anymore? I mean, if you'll notice, again, the Buddha said that all life is suffering, and what he meant was is that we are constantly in the space of worry, of stress, that we don't even realize how invasive and consistent it is. Now, that might sound depressing, but think about the last time you were actually able to feel and communicate joy. You know, in the classes, we sometimes ask the question, what do I need to know about joy? And invariably, one of the students will always come up with the answer without any prompting, by the way. This is just they open their records and after they've learned how to open their records with a specific prayer. Invariably, one of them will come up with the answer that they must give up the fear, that in order to be able to embrace joy, one must give up fear. And what that means is it's really going to be very important for you to become aware of what your fears are or what you are looking at from a point of view of worry. And it's not just money. And we're not talking about worrying about not making enough money. We're talking about the concern about whether you're being liked or the need for love or the need to expand your business or the need to give up clutter or the need to lose weight or the need or the worry or the fear of receiving or the lack of trust. All of these issues and more that we have manufactured in our minds is a burden to our psyches and our minds. And so we'll continue this discussion, but first we have a caller. So I'd like to say, hello, caller. Welcome to Akashic Wisdom on BBSRadio.com. This is Donna Fox. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, wow, I sure can. You can turn the volume down a bit.
I'm sorry, I raised my voice for a minute.
That's okay. And who am I talking to?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
Mariposa, California.
I'm sorry, what? Which part of California?
It's Mariposa, which is in the Sierra Nevadas by Yosemite National Park.
Okay. All right. So how can we help you tonight, Jackie?
Well, Donna, I just started listening to you last week, and you had run, you weren't live, but so this is really my first introduction to this, but what's happened to me is that I have lost a partner. My husband has passed, and I'm 63, and I'm suffering a great deal, and I'm just trying to find answers as where he is and what's going to happen to me, and, you know, all these life questions are certainly surfaced.
Sure.
And I didn't know if...
No, go ahead.
Were you going to ask me if it was sudden?
No, I'll get that. I just want you to finish talking. We have a bit of a delay, so I thought you were done. So you just finish expressing yourself, and then we'll go to getting more information. Go ahead.
You probably have a sense of what I must be going through. I'm really devastated. It's been 9 months. I'm still deeply in grief, and not that I don't have my bright and wonderful moments. But I just miss him so much. You know, he was like a force of nature, and I feel like this major hole in my life without him. And but I don't know how your knowledge, if it addresses these kind of things.
Well, there's a bit of a feedback, so I don't know what that is. You don't have your radio on, do you? We're just on the phone, correct?
Right.
Is that right? Okay, great. Okay, so
yes,
I absolutely know how you feel, and well, to the best, let's put it this way: every time you lose a loved one, even though somebody says they can understand, they mean is, in some cases, they've gone through it, so they understand what they understand based on their experience. But the reality is, no one can truly understand what you're going through. Having lost two husbands myself, one at the age of 40 when I was 30 and my kids were 16 months old, 3 and 6, and my second husband passed in 2009, it'll be 5 years in October, and we were married for 28 years. So there's an understanding of the process. But may I ask, did he die suddenly? Was this unexpected?
No, he was sick for a few years, but, you know, I don't know. I think I was just being in denial.
Okay, well, grief does that to you. So the idea here is that, so what I'm hearing you say is you didn't plan for his passing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you want to know about whether he's okay, and you want to understand about what your next steps are. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. So just to clarify, this my work is not the energy source for my work is not. I'm not a medium.
Right.
But if you could share if you can email me, so just for your own privacy, his legal name, I'm in front of my computer, as well as your current legal name. I will only use your first name of Jackie, because I don't. But I can give you more information if I have that. Are you near a computer?
I am.
Okay, so just go ahead and email that information to info@akashicwisdom.com. In the meantime, as you're doing that, it's important for you and anyone else out there that has lost someone to understand that whenever you lose someone, whether this is comforting or it's too soon to explain this to you, you'll remember it another time, but no one leaves the planet who is not complete. Whether you realize that or not, when your husband died, first of all, the only thing that actually died was his body. His spirit is obviously alive and very much well. And you need to really understand that he is in a better place. And in many cases, he can be of more of service to you now than he ever was when he was in physical body. And so that's very important, and it's really important that you continue your conversations with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel him around me.
Sure. And that's gonna be for a while. And so but he doesn't hurt anymore. It's like he was young again. All right.
Yeah.
And so it's really important that you understand that, number one. Number two,
Where should I send this?
info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's also important to understand that you need to take the time you need to be able to grieve and to be able to do your own willingness of separation. That's the information that's coming. It's your willingness of separating. Now, you can choose, all right, to dig your heels in and continue to feel lost.
Yeah.
You can do that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because it makes me feel connected with him, you know.
But the reality is that, again, it's only been 9 months, so it's understandable that you're still going to be missing him, and you're still going to have that ache in your heart, and quite frankly, Jackie, it may never go away. But the reality is that where you do the service to your partner is by living the rest of your days as full as possible, because you gave up, what I'm hearing is, a few years because of his illness. Is that correct?
Well, gave up. It was the richest years of my life.
But you gave up living your life. You took care of him, but you gave up living your life.
Well,
does that make sense?
I took care of him.
Yeah, you took care of him.
Care of him, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a loving.
I know, maybe not as fully as one would normally do, but certainly as rich as it could possibly be. You know, I mean, he was a force of nature.
Well, I understand. There was like. But was he still a force of nature up until the time he passed?
Yes, he was.
And
we were playing bridge the morning he died.
Okay. Did you find him, or did he just pass right there with cards in his hand, or what?
No, he said, "I'm not feeling well. Maybe we should go home," and he wanted to take a nap, and I took him home, and then a couple, you know, because we've done that many times, and then he said, "I'm really kind of not feeling well. Maybe we should go in." And so I said, "Okay." And then I called an ambulance. I was so concerned. So we went in, and he remained alive for 7 days, but he went into a coma by the time they helicoptered him out. And he never gained consciousness. And then they just took life support off of him.
Right. So, do you understand why he lingered?
No. I mean, he lingered, I guess, so I could tell him all the beautiful things I needed to tell him.
Exactly.
Would be my guess, yeah.
He lingered to help you, and to allow closure for you, and to allow closure for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
he came to me and.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We've got that delay, so I apologize. Go ahead.
Me too. He's come to me in dreams, and I've seen kind of like stages that he's going through. It seems. Like the first stage, I saw him in a hospital bed with his eyes kind of flickering, but he was full of life, and I was saying, "I knew you were alive, I knew you were alive," you know, and I kissed him. And then another stage, or, you know, about a month later, then I had a very lucid dream of him, and we were just embracing and kissing each other and really so happy, you know. And then, I don't know, I had another dream then a month later that he was like a clay body, and he was very, not very, you know, very slow moving. And I thought, Well, he's trying to tell me that he really is leaving the physical now. Something like that, that his body's just turning into clay, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I feel him around me at times, you know. And I smelled him one day. I was watching a baseball game. We used to love baseball. And it was the first game I'd watched, our Giants out here. I'm a Giants fan. And I was watching it, and I smelled him. I went, "Oh, my God, Marcus." And he says, "Yes, concentrate on the game. I want to watch it." Like he was watching it through my eyes or something.
Okay.
It was wonderful. So, I don't know. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just saying it seems like he's giving me information about where he is or what's happening with him and that he's still around me. And I think of him a lot, but I'm still crying, and I feel lost, like part of me is gone, like there's a big hole, and I feel like for the first time in years and years and years since I was, you know, maybe in my late 20s or something, I feel like I'm actually alone. So I'm feeling very alone, like the rest of the world is just the rest of the world out there, and usually I feel connected to the world and connected to everybody. But now it's really highlighting to me how alone I am as a human being.
Well, when my first husband died, even though I had my three little kids, I said to a friend, "I know I'm going to make it till next year, but how the hell am I going to make it till tomorrow?"
God, exactly.
Yeah. And so what's being said here is that in order for you to be able to embrace life, you must walk through this death. There's no magic pill, Jackie, that's going to take this pain from you. Only time will dull it. And it's very important that you not make any major decisions. It's very important that you not try to get into a relationship. It's very important that you feel the feelings and journal them out. Really get into the journaling. I'm hearing that you have a beautiful area of nature you can walk in there.
Yeah.
So we would recommend that you take your journal and see and appreciate and move deeply into gratitude for every part of the beauty of nature that you're seeing and that you're experiencing. Yeah.
It is interesting because I'm not feeling particularly connected with other human beings, other people, but I'm feeling very expanded and connected into nature.
Exactly. And that's where you need to be. The reason that you need to be in nature is because nature asks nothing of you, but for you to appreciate it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be any way in nature. You don't have to comfort anybody.
Yeah.
And the reality is that this is not the time what I'm also hearing is people are going to want to help or engage you to help you, to help distract you. That is not what's going on here. Distraction is not what you need. What you need is to move into the grief, feel it, allow it, and let it go.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's what I'm hearing. And the piece here that's so important is that the journaling will help you immensely because it's going to get the feelings and the emotions out of your body so they don't get stuck.
Yeah.
And the other side of this journey, if you will, is one of beauty and expansiveness. But that is not to be considered right now. What is to be considered is for you to experience what you're experiencing and actually be grateful for the pain so you can move through it.
Yeah, okay.
And please don't feel in any way, shape, or form obligated to do anything. Whether it's washing the dishes, making the beds, or going out to lunch with a friend.
Right.
Okay. If you need somebody to come in and you want your beds made and your dishes washed, hire somebody.
Right on.
This is not a time for you to have to worry about it. And so the recommendation is, in this time frame, only do what you truly want to do.
Right.
And adopt that philosophy for the rest of your days on this planet.
I like that one.
Yes, and it's true. The reality is that you've paid your dues, my friend. And Marcus knew it. And that the fact that you were together and you shared what you shared was a magnificent gift to both of you.
It was.
And the other piece here is that your ability to move through this at your own pace is what's going to model for others and make possible for others to do the same.
Yes.
There are other relatives that are feeling that they... What's going on? There's some issues with some other relatives. But I'm not being clear because I can't get anybody else's stuff without their permission. But what part of other relatives or other people are affecting you right now?
Oh, yes. Well, I'm with a group of 20 or 30 of us, maybe even 40. And I kind of made a commitment to our group because we meet everyone. You know, we do lots of things together, and there's lots of activities and permaculture to spiritual growth. And I made a commitment to everyone because so many of them are coupled, and some of them are older than me and than us, me. And I've made a commitment that I will keep them abreast as I journey through this. And so there are some shifts in some of the relationships going on that don't have to do with people passing, which are kind of shocking our community. And also there are people that are ill that may be losing their, you know, loved ones and things like that. So these are all kind of not impinging on me, but kind of pressing on me, in that I feel like my journey is their journey. But people are observing me a little bit more closely because they all knew Marcus and love Marcus so much. And I don't know how to explain it, but I think that's what you might be picking up on. There are some changes in our group.
What's important for you to understand is you mm-hmm. have no responsibility for their journey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
well,
hear this, it's very important.
Okay.
Not only do you have no responsibility for their journey, you have no responsibility to fix them or to comfort them. And
okay.
the way you express this journey or letting them keeping them abreast of this journey is your choice, your way.
Right.
Whether it's once a month or whatever, you really, it's very important that you not feel an obligation in any way, shape, or form, because this is your time to take care of you.
No, it's as it arises. There's no obligation.
Okay.
It's as it arises, and these are all grown-up people, and my motto in life is follow love. So
it's what? I didn't hear that.
Follow love. I follow love.
Yes,
I follow
right.
love. So
okay.
If people need to make some changes in their lives and they're following love and they're following their heart, then I'm, you know, that's my only opinion.
Well, but the
do what you need to
do. But it's not, but what's being said is that you don't even have to express an opinion.
Yeah, gotcha.
And it's this is your time to do what you need to do to be able to take care of this, or just saying take care of you. And
yeah,
there's going to come a time where you're going to tire of just walking in nature by yourself, and you're going to want to get with people. And I'm sure you know that will be just fine and wonderful for Marcus, and that you do not have to do, quote-unquote, anything to keep his memory alive, because he'll always be with you.
Right.
But you just need to be able to experience what you need to experience in your own time.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. How else could we have served you?
I think I'm going to sit with what I have,
good.
What you've given me, because
good.
He's so full in my heart right now. I just,
of course.
I don't want to divert.
No, that's fine. Let me give you the telephone number should you want to call me off the air.
Okay.
If you have a pencil and paper. You can call me at 216-392-5490.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right. Donna, is that how you pronounce your name, Donna?
I sure do. Thank you for being... Yes, a lot of people say Dana, but I'm glad you said Donna. Yes, that's correct.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're
really
welcome. And just as an FYI, I probably will be in the San Diego area in the middle of July. So.
Oh, no, I'm in
you're up
I'm
the
in
mountains.
The middle of California.
Yeah.
Close to San Francisco.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well,
yes.
I just wanted to share that with you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day, a good evening, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. So we really want to thank Jackie for sharing herself with us this evening. You know, just because one person calls doesn't mean it's not helping many of you out there. And so if you have any other questions or comments or ways that you would like to express yourself, I want to encourage you to definitely call in. And again, I will give you those numbers. If you're calling in on station 2, that number is way away. I like that. Okay. I don't know what happened to... I hope I'm still in the air. All of a sudden, my page went down. Okay. So, Doug, if you're listening, something's wrong with the website. Okay, there it's back again. But, well, okay. But it doesn't show me on the air, so I don't know if I... It says Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic is airing now, and that's not me. Okay. I thought I'm in station 2, so hopefully that's true. Yep, station 2. Okay. But if you would like to call in, you're welcome to call in, and you can certainly dial us. And if I could get that number, we'd be all set. Okay. Wow. Okay. Where, let me get down here. Sorry. Well, hopefully you've got the numbers because they are not popping up on this website. I've got station one. Okay, here we go. Okay, 888, sorry, 429-5471. Okay, note to self, better write that down, right? Okay, yeah, again, 888-429-5471. And if you'd like to go ahead and dial me or email me, you're welcome to do that at any time. And that's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com. Okay. Also, for those folks that are out of the country, you can dial in direct. Country code is 011, and you can dial us on 530-763-1594. Okay. All right. So we were talking before Jackie called, about where is your suffering and what are you suffering with. We only have about 10 more minutes left of the show, but when we're talking about suffering, we're not talking at all about external changes. And changing something on the outside or externally are not going to solve your problems because they don't address the root of your problem. So if you are in the midst of suffering, okay, because you don't feel whole and complete within yourself, then it's about you going deeply within yourself to see where and what you can do to actually help that wholeness come back. Because if you try to solve your problem by moving outside of yourself or seeking someone or something to cover it up, it's not going to heal. If you need help in understanding what your core issues are, that's when you call someone like myself for a consultation or on the radio show. Because understanding why you suffer or what was your soul's intention for the suffering or how is the suffering serving you, that's another question. You can ask, how is the suffering serving me? What is it allowing me to do and what is it preventing me from doing? Because what the whole piece is to actually move into a state of awareness where you truly enjoy things and you actually get to know people instead of just needing them. And you can experience your life instead of trying to use your life to fix what's wrong inside of you. And you are so capable of this. And it's never too late. So please be aware that it's the internal questions that need to be asked on a regular basis. It's a regular journaling that allows you to release that which no longer serves you. Journaling also will help you and allow you to take that quiet time and just listen. So there are many things that we have in life that affect us and cause us to grieve. And we don't really look at those situations or experiences as things to grieve. So, for example, if you lose a job, there is a grieving period. Whether you left the job and you're looking for something else voluntarily, or you've left a job because the employer let you go, that is something that you have to look at and allow yourself to grieve. If a friendship ends, not necessarily just a relationship, but if a friendship ends, a friend moves away, or you have a disagreement, or you just realize that you no longer share what you used to share, that is something to grieve. A divorce is something to grieve. Whether you can't wait to get out of that marriage or not, you are still grieving the years that you had with that person and the way that it ended. It's all a grieving process. And you really need to look at all the different areas that you need to give yourself time to grieve. And journaling really helps. And the anger is going to be there. So journal that anger. If you want to journal the anger in a separate notebook, that's great. Don't reread the ones about anger. It's not going to serve you. Get it out of your body. Rip it up. Burn it. Dispose of it in an honoring way. Bury it in the desert. Throw it in the ocean. Put it in a potted plant for fertilizer. It doesn't make any difference. But don't put it down the garbage, because that doesn't honor your experience. And so as you move forward today or this week, it's really about asking yourself, what do you no longer want to suffer with? That's number one question. And number two question is, how can I honor myself today? That's a daily question. How can I honor myself today? And it may be telling yourself the truth about something. It may be doing what you say you're going to do, or telling someone that you're not going to do what you said you were going to do, and be honest about it. But this week, promise yourself to make some decisions about your life and to move forward in a small way to heal that which you need to heal. And clearly, once you understand what it is that you no longer want to suffer with, in many cases, that takes a bit of process. You're not going to heal it overnight. Clearly, you've been suffering with it for quite a while. So allow yourself to be quiet, to journal your feelings, and to get in touch with you. If you need some help with that, you can call me direct at 216-392-5490. If you want a consultation, that's the number to call. If you'd like to come to a workshop to learn how to access your own personal Akashic records, that'd be great. I'm having one here in Akron at the end of the week on June 7th and 8th, and I'll be in California middle of July teaching a level 1 Akashic records workshop. So I'll be in touch with better dates as the time goes on. But for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to grieve what needs to be grieved. Give yourself space. Allow yourself quiet. And please, become aware of how you beat yourself up internally. You no longer need that conversation. So that's the message for tonight. We would like to just thank bbsradio.com. I hope you listen to other programs on bbsradio.com. I'm going to close the records of the show. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I am a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant, And I'm going to say I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of their wonderful for their all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those that are listening, may you your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed, if you'll join me in saying amen. Okay, everyone, have a miracle-filled week, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Donna Fox saying goodnight.